Many times we look at our budget and we forget an important fact that all expenses are not created equally. Hey, everybody. John Putnam here. It is great to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Money Made Faithful. Great to be able to share with you. Hope wherever I find you, it is a great day today. It's a little gray here today, a little rainy and cool, but the rain has knocked the pollen out of the tree, so it's helping out my hay fever. So I am loving the rain right now, but looking forward to a little sunshine. I have something very practical for you today about how you find opportunities in the midst of your money choices. This was inspired by the words in Song of Solomon's 2:15, where we're reminded to catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. Guys, these little foxes, these little expenses, or sometimes big foxes and big expenses, are so often the hidden culprits that derail our financial journey. As you've heard me say many times, God is too good and life is too special to let money hold you back. And these little foxes can hold you back. And nowhere do these little culprits show up than in your attempts to consistently achieve wise and faithful use of your money in your budget. And look, you know your budget helps you get better control of your money and your spending and the opportunities around them. But I will tell you, so often it is not the plan that's the issue, but the execution of the plan that's the issue. And whenever you have these little impediments in the way, it gets into the execution and causes problems. But what I love is that in the Bible, Scripture is dripping with wisdom that we can apply for consistent money choices. We're reminded in Luke 16:10 that faithfulness in small matters leads to trust and faithfulness in more significant matters. Our financial stewardship, which you know is intertwined with a faithful financial journey, and our budget and how we use our money becomes an extension of our Christian values, helping make intentional choices that reflect our commitment to God's kingdom. You've heard me share before that money is a tool, a test, and a testimony. Okay, imagine this simple scenario. You're diligently saving for a goal, but you're just not making the progress that you hoped. And at the same time, your daily $5 coffee treat adds up to, you know, $100, $150 a month. So you are quietly sipping away your financial future or your savings objectives for your savings goal. And maybe it's automatic payments of $10 or $20 or $50 or more that have been growing and accumulating over time. That's why I want to ask a question today and help you with a solution. Do you have hidden opportunities in your budget? The first step on any journey is getting clear on where you are today. Only then can you determine the way to get to where you want to go. And if you can't see where you are, how will you ever be able to get to where you want to go? Because over time, your budget and the categories in your budget and the expenses, they can really begin to look the same. They're not weighted differently. They all sort of look the same. And you can really begin to overlook simple opportunities that you have for more control or more efficiency or more impact as you are working to reach a financial goal. That's why I built this tool that hopefully you have used, that I want to do another review today. It's called the 3D budget. It's all about awareness. Here's what it focuses on. You can't fix what you don't see. I'm going to say it again. You can't fix what you don't see. This tool, the 3D budget, it prompts you to begin to break free from this routine, two-dimensional, dollars in, dollars out budgeting. It reveals control, it reveals efficiency, and positive impacts that may be hidden within your everyday choices. And I'm going to go a little deeper into it today. You've heard me say before that many times we look at our budget and we forget an important fact that all expenses are not created equally. And when you begin looking at your budget through this third dimension that I want to talk about, you create a fresh perspective that can really highlight and reveal these related opportunities. And just a reminder, as I shared earlier, the expenses that you have every month and the way that you categorize them, it's currently two-dimensional in most people's budgets. They look at dollars in and dollars out. That is important, by the way. We need that big picture look of here's my income, these are my expenses, and I want to be at zero at the end of the month with every dollar having a job description. But sometimes we need a little more detail to look at where you are so you can see the opportunities and refresh or recenter your goals and hopefully give you opportunity about insights to decrease any flexible outflows that you have or that you've forgotten about, which in turn can increase your cash flow and give you a written record and give you a track to run on and grow. I've shared this quote from B.C. Forbes before, of Forbes family fame. He had an old school perspective when he talked about opportunity. Listen to this. Opportunity can benefit no man who has not fitted himself to seize it and use it. Opportunity woos the worthy, shuns the unworthy. Prepare yourself to grasp opportunity, and opportunity is likely to come your way. It is not so fickle, capricious, and unreasoning as some complain. Guys, that is what I'm talking about here, is just looking at this in a different way, in a different perspective, that may reveal opportunities to prepare yourself to grasp them, position yourself to take advantage of them. And the opportunities that you find in your monthly income and expenses, just like the wisdom in Scripture, my friends, it is not affected by whether you have a lot of money or a little bit of money, that you're dealing with abundance or you're dealing with scarcity. And when you can keep that perspective that this wisdom and truth applies to us all, it opens up incredible opportunities. So how does this 3D budget tool and perspective actually work? Well, let me give you a flyby on this, and here's the good news. The beauty of this tool is you don't really have to change anything about how you budget. This tool is designed to make what you have better and provide more perspective and better choices and open up and reveal opportunities. You don't have to change an app. You don't have to change where you keep your budget. This just gives you additional perspective, and it works like this. But first, let me give you a side note here. I'm getting ready to give some context and direction about this 3D budget tool that I built. And if you would like, you could pause this episode for a few minutes and download a PDF copy of the 3D budget tool that has instructions and insight and an example chart that you could follow along and how this works, and has the 3D budget categories and listings and blank columns. Also, there is a digital copy there as well that you can use on your favorite device, that you don't have to print anything. You can just capture the PDF and follow along. All you need to do is go to moneymadefaithful.com, click on the link to the hub. That's our free resources library, and you are ready to go. All right, getting back into this now. I want you to imagine four columns on a page. Column one is a familiar path. It's what you are likely used to looking at when you think of working on your budget. But let's take a look at three other columns that you can break out from column one that gives you even more insights. Because when you can take each expense in column one by itself and answer a simple question, is this an expense that I have to pay? That's column two. That I need to pay, that's column three, or that I want to pay, that's column four. Now, let me define these a little more deeply. Column one is all your expenses. This is your regular budget column, all of your monthly expenses. This is the master list that you are probably used to working from. So the first thing that we want to do is look at all of the basic budget categories and expenses and determine if there is anything here that we need to address. This column can still tell us a lot. Column two is what you have to pay. Think about expenses that are contractual, that are required. A mortgage payment, a rent payment, a car payment, a student loan payment, a credit card payment. These are have to pay expenses on a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, annual basis. Column three is what you need to pay. These are expenses that you feel are needed, but they are flexible. So think about your internet. Think about cable if you have cable. Think about your mobile phone bill. Think about dry cleaning. You feel you need these and you have these as part of your lifestyle, but you also have flexibility and control over how you engage some or all of these needs. Who are the providers of these needs and what level of services do you need from these providers? And then finally, column four is what you want to pay. And it's exactly like it sounds. It's 100% want. It's 100% optional. This is eating out, having a cup of coffee, going to the movies. You get the idea. This is 100% optional. Each different column has a different definition. So when you take every expense in your budget, the tool guides you to put it under each one of these headings in its respective column. You just decide which one it most likely fits under, and then you total the columns at the bottom of the page. All right, let me bring this to life a little bit. Let me take a simple goal. One of the top annual goals every year is to save more. So let's say you want to save more, and to do it, you want to see if there are some expenses you can decrease to accelerate you toward that goal. So here's some additional perspective and the opportunities that you may have available to you hidden in your budget. And the easiest place to identify those savings is in column four, the want to pay column. And I know that may sound obvious, but let me just dig into this a little deeper, because affecting column four might not be pleasant to do because it's where a lot of the fun in your life can live. It may not be your first choice, but if you needed to, think about it this way. If it's 100% optional, you should be able to eliminate some of these, if not all of them, in the event of emergency without affecting your basic lifestyle needs. In other words, in theory, in an emergency, you could take the want to pay column to zero and it would not affect your standard of living except for likely some of the fun and entertainment and some of the extras that are optional in your life that you enjoy or desire. And there are also two other columns that could help you reach your goal of increased savings, the have to pay column and the need to pay column. They also hold opportunities for flexibility, but they're often just a little more complicated and can take a little bit more time to affect the result you are looking for. You know, and the have to column is where the big five live: your housing, transportation, food, utilities, and taxes. So if you wanted to make a change in the have to column, it can take a while to really make a difference because, let's just use this for an example. Say you wanted to reduce your rent and your rent is $2,200 a month. You could reduce it, but you're going to have to wait either until your lease is up or pay penalties, if that's an option, to break your lease and then find and move to a cheaper place. And you also may have moving expenses in the midst of this. Shutting down utilities, cranking them up in the new place, the added expenses there. So it might take a little while to realize the monthly savings of rent, but you can get there. And if you're in the need to column, for example, let's say you had internet listed in the need to column, very common, and you wanted to change providers, you would have to either finish out the contract where you are, you know, return the equipment. If there is any, get new equipment, get a new provider online, set up the new services, start the new provider's contracts. Again, can take a little while to get there, but the savings are there. And you add all of this up with your goal of increasing your saving by decreasing expenses. Each of these take you on that path. And I want to encourage you on this because we know from a biblical perspective that setting long-term goals makes sense. So just let me encourage you that if you find items in these need to pay and have to pay columns, that there are opportunities for decreased expenses in the long run. Don't be discouraged if it takes you a little longer to get there. Just understand they're going to take you a little longer. But when you work the plan that you're enjoying the savings, the decreased expenses and increased savings, you can look back and feel awesome about seeing the opportunity and seizing the opportunity. And when you put all of this together, you begin to better see where you are today. You get a look at any little foxes that may be in your budget and maybe some big foxes too, like I shared. And then you can begin to prioritize your actions. You get fresh perspectives of some flexibilities that may be there, opportunities that may have been hidden before in your budgeting, and it gives you additional options to consider. I mean, think about what you can change now. What can you change in the next few weeks or months, or even in a longer range over the next few quarters or even a year? I'd like to close with wisdom and perspective from Helen Keller. She said this: when one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is opened up for us. That is such great perspective. You know, a lot of times we hear it quoted from the Bible: when one door closes, another door opens. Well, it's not really in the Bible, by the way. But what is in the Bible that's in that exact same frame of mind is in Romans 8:28, that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who were called according to His purpose. So as you are building your budget, finding the hidden opportunities, as you are pursuing God and His purpose, all things work together for good, including the categories of your budget. And my prayer is that this tool, this conversation today, this episode would help illuminate opportunities within your budget to make wise choices, to save more, open up opportunities for kingdom impact, bring you closer to God and each other and the plans that He has for you. And my friends, I know that these practical steps today will help you on your journey. I have had people who have used this tool, used this approach with great results. But here's something else that we know. From the responses that we have been getting on social media, we know that you also want to go deeper on this topic around budgeting, and you are looking for more help in creating a budget that honors God and aligns with your faith a budget that works for both of you and a budget that you can stick to. But you and I both know there is more going on around your budget than just income and expenses. Guys, if it was all that easy, we would all be doing it with great success. My friends, your budget is designed to be a blessing, not a burden. So please be on the lookout for a very special email announcement from me and my team about a limited opportunity to be one of the first to take advantage of a very special offer to give you a breakthrough with your budget. How's that for a little setup? So you will be getting an email this week. So when you see it come through, please take a look at it because I'm asking for your help on one specific question. I really do appreciate y'all being with me today. I really enjoyed sharing this. And as always, if you like this, if this was a blessing, would you please share it with a friend or someone in your family? And a reminder that you can get the PDF download or the digital version of the 3D budget at moneymadefaithful.com. Click on the orange button that says The Hub. It's our free resources library. It will take you right to it. There are even some other resources as well there that you may enjoy. And if you aren't already doing it, would you please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Money Made Faithful? And I'm looking forward to being with you next time. And between now and then, may you feel the blessings and breakthroughs of Money Made Faithful.